Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling some pretty significant updates to the Czech Labor Code.
That's right. These kick in June 1st, 2025, so it's definitely time to pay attention.
We're using a newsletter from Dagmar Junková at Giesen Partner as our guide. It really focuses on the practical side for businesses.
Exactly. It cuts through the legal jargon.
Our aim here is to pull out the key things you need to know. Probation, termination, contracts, how salaries get paid. You know, the essentials.
So you're informed, but not overwhelmed. These are practical changes.
Okay, let's dive in. First up, probation periods. What's the headline change?
Well, the maximum lengths are going up slightly. It'll be 4 months for most employees.
3 months, okay.
And 8 months for managers. That's from June 1st, 2025.
Right, but I heard there's also something about extensions, more flexibility.
Exactly. This is quite new. Employers and employees can now actually agree to extend the probation period.
Oh, interesting. So if things aren't quite clear yet.
Precisely. It gives both sides a bit more time to see if it's a good fit.
Mm.
But this is important. You can't extend beyond those new maximums.
So still capped at 4 8 months total, even with an extension.
Correct. The absolute limits remain. It just offers flexibility within those limits. Needs a clear agreement, though.
Got it. Okay, let's shift gears. Fixed term contracts, specifically for covering maternity or parental leave. What's happening there?
This is a big help for employers, really. The rules are changing to allow unlimited renewals of fixed-term contracts in these specific situations.
Unlimited renewals? Wow, so you could potentially keep renewing someone covering leave for years.
Well, yes, in terms of the number of renewals.
Yeah.
But there's still an overall cap.
Okay. What's the limit?
The total duration of that employment relationship, including all the renewals, still can't exceed 9 years.
9 years. Okay, so it provides flexibility for leave cover, but stops it from becoming, you know, a permanent temporary job forever.
Exactly. It balances flexibility with preventing overly long fixed-term arrangements.
Makes sense. Now, notice periods. This sounds like a really crucial one for planning.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the most operationally significant changes.
So what's the change? Currently, it starts the month after notice is given, right?
Yes. Typically the first day of the following calendar month, the new rule. It starts on the day the notice is actually delivered.
Whoa, that changes things significantly. Can you give an example?
Sure. Let's say you're doing a restructuring. Under the old rules, if you gave notice on, say, May 15th, the notice period wouldn't actually begin until June 1st.
Right.
Now, under the new law, if you deliver that notice on May 15th, the clock starts ticking that day.
So the end date of employment shifts earlier. Timing becomes critical.
Absolutely critical. Okay. Especially for planning things like redundancy, payouts, handover periods, everything.
And I also saw something about disciplinary dismissals having a shorter notice.
Yes, that's another tweak. For dismissals due to serious misconduct, that sort of thing, the notice period is being shortened to just 1 month.
1 month. Okay. Faster resolution in those cases.
Uh-huh.
Now, the newsletter really stressed reviewing contracts because of this notice period change.
Yeah.
Why is that so vital?
Because loads of existing contracts will literally say, notice period starts on the first day of the following month.
And that wording will just be wrong come June 2025.
Exactly. It'll be invalid. To avoid confusion, potential disputes, you really need to update those clauses to reflect the new starts on delivery rule.
That's a clear action item then.
Yeah.
Let's talk money salary payments. What's the new standard?
The default way to pay salaries is changing. It will be bank transfer.
Okay, bank transfer. Any specifics?
Yes. Specifically to a Czech currency bank account held at a Czech bank. That becomes the standard method.
Huh. What about employees who prefer cash or maybe don't even have a Czech account, like some foreign workers initially?
Yeah, the law acknowledges that. Cash payments will still be possible, but only in, let's say, exceptional cases.
Like if the employee doesn't agree to the bank transfer or genuinely doesn't have an account yet? Precisely. Those are the main exceptions mentioned. It won't be the default anymore, though. Businesses will need a reason not to use bank transfer.
So payroll processes might need adjusting.
Definitely. Need to gear up for electronic transfers as the norm and have a clear process if those exceptions apply.
Okay, let's quickly recap the big ones. We've got potentially longer, more flexible probation periods.
Check. Up to 4 or 8 months with extension options within that.
Unlimited fixed-term renewals just for maternity parental leave cover, but capped at 9 years total employment.
Correct. Big flexibility there.
Notice periods starting immediately on delivery, not the next month. That's a big one.
Huge impact on timing. And remember the 1 month notice for disciplinary dismissals.
Right. And finally, salary payments defaulting to check bank accounts via transfer.
Yep, that's the gist of it.
And the key advice seems to be review your contracts, especially probation and notice clauses.
Absolutely. And start thinking now about how the notice period change affects any future organizational changes you might be planning.
So for you listening, these aren't just minor tweaks. It's really worth considering how these Czech labor law updates might impact your own operations or employment situation.
Definitely take the time now to review your internal processes, your contracts, and make sure you're ready for June 1st, 2025. It'll make the transition much smoother.
A proactive approach seems key here.